I want to be so nasty on these guys. They scream every snap. But I want to up it more than we've ever upped it. That's all I want.
In a game, if you have a 15 to 18 play drive, it definitely takes your wind out. Because whether you're running routes, you're sprinting for 4 seconds, 5 seconds, you're coming back, then you got to block a 300, 280 pound guy and try and move him for 2.5, 3 seconds. And you do that 18 plays out, it takes a toll on you, it wins you, it gets your wind. So I think that's a huge aspect. You've got to be in shape for that. If you can't gather your wind quick, it's tough to keep staying out there.
McCown, play action to Duke Johnson. Looks, throws, left side for Barnage. What a catch down by the pylon!
Every year has been different. I started off as a receiving tight end and moved the blocking back and forth, back and forth. What I'll take as a compliment, because then people say, oh, he can block, oh, he can catch, to me, it's both. He can do both instead of just one or the other. And I think that's what our whole tight end room strives for. We don't want to give any keys to the defense, as in, oh, this guy's only going to run the ball when he's in. He's only going to throw the ball when he's in. And we try to strive where no matter who's in there, you don't know if it's going to be a run or a pass. And I think it just makes it harder on the defenses.
That's a catch. Definitely a catch.
Yeah, Barnage says it's a catch, therefore it has to be.
It's my eighth year, so 8 years is a long time in the league. I think guys look up to me in the room, and I try to help them. I think we all try to help each other, because it's not like one person is a leader. I think all of our guys can be leaders, because they're going to see things we're not going to see. I'm going to see things they're not going to see. I think it's just helping each other out. That's a huge aspect, and we preach that in our room with our coach, too. He says, hey, if I miss something, point it out to me. So we're all coaching each other. I think that helps our whole room.
Third down. Here comes the blitz. He's got to get rid of this. He's going to fire it towards the end zone. Barnage up in the air, and he battles for the ball, and he's got it in his lap. Touchdown, Browns!
I've seen the catch 2 times where it landed on my leg. I squeezed my legs and brought it in. It was a little bit of a luck and awareness. I felt the ball in my legs. It's luck that it landed there. And I just squeezed my legs and I brought it up because I saw a defender run over. I knew I had to get it to my hands because he saw the same thing. I don't think he saw it hit the ground. So he's like, oh, I got to get this ball out. So I was trying to get it to my hands as quick as possible so that would be a catch. And it all worked out. The only thing that I do cherish about it is we got the win. Because it wouldn't have mattered. If we didn't win, I wouldn't care one time about the catch or anything. But the fact that we actually won the game, too, that helps a lot. But I don't really look back on stuff like that because you just can't. You can't rely on the past. You got to keep doing it to keep going forward.
Let's go!
I would trade all my stats for wins. I could not catch one ball. If we get the win, I don't care. I'd be happy with it because that's what it's all about. It's all about winning. It's not about personal stats in my eyes. So I don't really relish all that stuff. I'm more relishing the guys with how they do versus how I do. And I'm sure they're the same way.